The novel, The Illumination, by Kevin Brockmeyer, tells of a miraculous happening at 8:17 one Friday night, when life as we know it is altered by 1 degree. All human pain begins to manifest itself as light. From a shaving cut to cancer, wounds glow, aches radiate, illnesses shine. Brockmeyer writes, no one could disguise his pain anymore. You could hardly step out in public without noticing the white blaze of someone's impacted heel showing through her slingbacks. And over there, hailing a taxi, a woman with shimmering pressure marks where her pants cut into her gut. And behind her, beneath the awning of a flower shop, a man lit all over in a glory of leukemia. It is significant, of course, that Jesus' wounds remained after his resurrection. While they may have still stung at times, his wounds don't seem to wound him anymore. He didn't hide them. They were the mark of his authenticity. That Jesus had suffered was clearly important to Thomas. Jesus' wounds were an opening, a pathway to an even deeper relationship between them. Those wounds can be for us a kind of conversation starter with Jesus, a shared experience, common ground, a pathway to an even deeper relationship. Our Lord and God has wounds too. Instinctively and skillfully, we disguise our pain and hide our wounds. We're well practiced at that. What if we, in the manner of Jesus, recognized our wounds as honorable and our pain the most potent, the most beautiful thing about us?